Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Very happy to welcome on Jeff Van Gundy, former NBA head coach, now a terrific hoops analyst for ABC and ESPN. He's joining Joe Lo and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. Coach, we appreciate the time as always. We hope you're staying safe out there. How's life been treating you?
Well, pretty much the same day every day, so not much different.
You and Stan planning to continue with the free throw competition?
Nah, you know, that, like most things, exercise based in my life, they last a day or two and then I get tired of it. So yeah.
Jeff Van Gundy joining Joe Lo and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. All right, so here's where we're at. President Trump had a teleconference with the NBA, NFL, and all professional sports commissioners on Saturday. Presumably, they're trying to figure out the best course of action to move forward. Where do you sit today? Obviously, we're all speculating, but we have nothing else to talk about at this point as we're all trying to figure out when our beloved sports will return. So how do you see this playing out for the NBA? What do you think it looks like?
Well, I don't think the NBA will play again this year. I don't think the NHL will play. I don't think Major League Baseball will play. And I think football, both college and the NFL, will start late. I think wanting something is far different than having a mechanism in place that's both healthy and productive. And so I can understand everybody wants sports to be back and, right, you know, the theater and all those things that we enjoy doing. But until they have a protocol to treat it or a vaccine to immunize it, I'm just not sure what would happen. Let's just say the NBA comes back in July and the first guy comes down with it. Are we doing what Japan did and canceling the season again? I don't understand how we're going to go about it until we have a way of combating this.
Wow, Coach, with that being said, I know we might not have it, but financially, how do you think these sports, because you can see that millions and millions of people are losing jobs and homes and all these different things are going about it. Do you think the sports can hold up? And what about that aspect of this turmoil?
Well, I think obviously, you know, the owners of the franchises will definitely be able to hold up. And so, when it's healthy, they're going to easily be able to transition back to having sports again. But what you're talking about is the neediest of our people in the sports food chain. You feel for them because their livelihoods are at stake right now. Many of them don't have the ability to go months without a check, and so yeah, you really feel for them. And I think a lot of NBA teams in particular, I'm not sure about the other sports, but NBA teams, I know Utah Jazz laid off some workers, but for the most part, Philadelphia was going to announce it and then got such blowback that they changed their mind. And so I think a lot of NBA players, NBA organizations, are cognizant of the stress and strain that so many people are living under right now and are trying to help out in a monetary way.
And do you think that that part of it plays into a possible resumption of play, the idea that so many people who rely on the income that's around NBA games need that income. Does that lead you to think that maybe they'll find some way to resume at some point?
Well, I mean, it's going to resume at some point. I just don't think in this season. I think, first of all, you don't want to bastardize your season too much. And I think if you don't start again until July and you're off 4 months, I don't see the point. I know the point would be money, but even then, I'm not sure you're going to be able to keep everybody healthy. And teams like the Warriors, what are you going to bring them back for 5 or 6 games? And then they don't make the playoffs. And I've read some of these things where, you know, the lottery teams are playing for the first pick in the draft. And I don't know. I just think it's a little gimmicky.
Jeff Van Gundy joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Have you had a chance to do any research on some of these guys who may be potential number one overall picks, like Anthony Edwards from Georgia, James Wiseman from Memphis? We've been trying to kick some of the ideas of who could be landing with the Warriors. Have you had a chance to scout any of these guys or talk to anyone about these guys?
Well, Wiseman, no. I watched Anthony Edwards a few times this year. Not, you know, I'm a casual observer of college basketball. I'm not an in-depth study every possession, but Anthony Edwards has, he's a tremendous athlete who is a good three-point shooter. Not as great like creating plays for others as far as passing, but I mean, certainly he would be in the conversation. And I think so much so for the Warriors. You know, the good thing about the Warriors is their lottery is Thompson and Curry are coming back. And, you know, Draymond Green sat out. I don't know. I mean, he obviously didn't have major injuries, but, you know, basically everybody kicked the can on this year for them anyway. So, you know, whoever they get won't have to come in like a lot of lottery picks do and carry a team or try to carry a team and have more responsibilities than your skills allow for. So I think whoever they decide to draft there will be coming into a situation where they can just fit in rather than to have to stand out and carry an unnecessary burden.
Coach Van Gundy, what was it like going against Kobe, Garnett, and Duncan? And is this one of the best Hall of Fame classes you've seen?
Well, I think, you know, Duncan, I coached in Houston, and then I coached against Duncan in their first championship in 99. We were in the finals, and he was dominant from day one. And people talk about him as a power forward, but he was really power forward slash center. And, you know, he wasn't one of those range shooting power forwards that we have now, but he was an absolute tactician in the low post. His fundamentals were flawless, and defensively he was dominant. So just an absolute champion on the floor, a great teammate. Garnett, people are going to remember him for his championship in Boston. I will remember him always for how much he grew from high school player to all-star when he was with Minnesota. He started out as a small forward for them, and his intensity was electric from day one, which you don't see from many people who come from a lower level to the NBA. They're usually not ready for the competitive spirit. Garnett was. And I loved every time I watched Garnett, I never thought he cheated his team or the game because his effort was spectacular. And then Bryant, you know, so good on offense. My first year in Houston, we played them in the finals. And he was just, when you get to see him up close in a series, he was just one of those guys who have extra drive. You know, most pro athletes have a semblance of drive. Bryant had an everyday drive to him to be the best he could be. And it came through and showed in his progress as he went throughout his career. And it is a great class. We didn't even mention Rudy Tomjanovich, who is a great, great coach. Kim Mulkey, the same thing. Tamika Cummings, all these people that got in. It's a great class headlined by those three guys.
Well put. Jeff Van Gundy here on 95.7 The Game. You mentioned two guys who went straight out of high school and eventually into the Hall of Fame. Do you think it's time for the NBA to lift that restriction about players needing to play 1 year out of high school and let them come straight out of high school again?
Yes, I've never understood. I mean, I understand why the NBA wants the rule, because it gives their management groups and ownership a better chance to evaluate these players by having them play at a higher level, whether they play overseas, G League, or in college. So I understand why the NBA has the rule, but the fairness of the rule is in question to me. It's totally unfair. You should have the right, like you do in any industry, that if you're ready and people want you, that you can play out of high school at the NBA level. I don't see why we would want to keep players from achieving their dreams. And what good does it do? And I know the NBA doesn't care about college basketball, and college basketball doesn't care about the NBA, but you make some of these guys who do not want to be in school and don't want to go to the D League or overseas participate in sometimes a farce of going to college when they really don't want to be there, particularly in that second semester when you know they're one and done. So I think it would be better for everybody.
Former NBA head coach, he's a terrific hoops analyst now for ABC and ESPN, Jeff Van Gundy, kind enough to join us here on 95.7 The Game. Coach, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for coming on. Stay safe out there.
All right, you too, guys. Take care.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.